Most school districts in our region returned to the classroom this week, and with the COVID-19 BA4 and BA5 subvariants still circulating, health officials warn children and parents still need to take precautions to stay safe this semester. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
After more than 2 years of uncertainty around public health, Dr. Joel Tumlison is hesitant to make predictions.
Yeah, so I hesitate to give projections. However, I think over the last week or two, there's actually a little bit of good news with the direction that, you know, the number of cases, et cetera, in Arkansas is going.
The medical director for immunizations with the Arkansas Department of Health says while cases of COVID-19 in Arkansas have seemed to slow in recent weeks, the biggest challenge for schools this fall is complacency.
You know, I think, you know, the issue for schools and children and family with kids in schools is just remembering that, hey, you know, we are still dealing with COVID-19. It still is something you're going to have to deal with this school year, and you need to take certain precautions because of that.
So while coronavirus cases have been on a slight uptick this summer, with new cases hitting a peak in early July at more than 2,300, the trend has been going down. On Friday of last week, active cases of the virus were near 11,700, their lowest level since July 5th. But Tumlison says he does expect to see an uptick in COVID-19 cases among 5 to 18-year-olds as schools in the state start up again, and says that could be a cause for concern.
Even though, thankfully, children get severe illness from COVID less often than especially older adults or those over 50 with medical problems, et cetera, they still can get severe cases of COVID. And also with the patients that have had COVID, even mild cases, up to 25% of them getting long COVID. And there's still so much to be learned about that, but children can get that too. So getting a vaccine, although it's not 100% protective from ever getting an infection, is still the best preventive measure that we can take right now.
The percentage of all Arkansans who are fully vaccinated is just above 55%, while 41% of that population has received a first booster dose. Tumlison says the Department of Health has been making strides, though, in getting more school-age kids immunized.
The percent of Arkansans with at least one dose of COVID vaccine in these different age groups. If we use the comparator group as those adults between 18 and 64, 65% of them have at least one vaccine. So for the highest school age group, ages 12 to 17, 56% of them actually have one dose. So it's lower, but it's fairly close there with adults in general. However, in the younger school age group of 5 to 11, only about 24% have had at least one dose. So you see that's quite a bit lower, and there's a big difference in that. Now, for the 12 to 17-year-olds, they're kind of almost in line with adults, despite having a little bit of a less time to get up to date with their vaccines.
In June, a coronavirus vaccine was approved for children below age 5, but Tumlison says data for that is still pending.
Really, we're talking about daycare. You know, the numbers are still so low right now, it's hard to say where they're at because they've really not, hardly any of them have had a chance to get that second dose yet.
Marsha Lynn Jurgen Alsop, a medical officer with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says many parents have been hesitant to vaccinate their kids, especially younger ones, out of concerns for safety of the vaccine and other misconceptions about COVID-19.
And we often hear parents and others in the community say that they're less interested in getting younger children vaccinated because they believe that they don't get as sick from COVID. However, since the pandemic started, thousands of children have been hospitalized and hundreds have died. So the most powerful strategy that we do have to protect children against COVID-19 and prevent severe illness is vaccines.
She says the CDC has been monitoring side effects among kids and adolescents, including those 5 and under, who recently became eligible for the vaccine, and says most side effects are mild and short-term.
So far, the side effects have been very minor and transient and very similar to side effects from other vaccines. And those include pain, swelling, and redness where the shot was given, swollen lymph nodes, irritability, sleepiness, loss of appetite.
Jürgen Alsop encourages parents to enroll their kids in the CDC's new V-Safe program to help the organization monitor the effects of vaccination in real time.
Once a child has been vaccinated, information can be entered into V-Safe, which is a monitoring system for any side effects or any reactions or just describing what the overall experience has been. Website for that, that's vsafe.cdc.gov. So parents are encouraged to not only vaccinate their children, but to also register them in V-Safe.
And while most coronavirus restrictions in schools across Arkansas have been dropped, Tumbleson says parents should consider keeping some of those personal safety habits from the last 2 years in place this fall.
The management of it has gotten a little bit easier for this school year. I would say, you know, if you're living in a county where the COVID-19 community level per the CDC maps is high, and that's the majority of counties in Arkansas at the present, then, you know, consider sending your kid back to school wearing a mask. That's what I'll be doing with my kids. And once your county drops down, the risk is less, then maybe you don't have to do that anymore. And those are some simple recommendations that I'd make. Also, remember, and something that's very important for schools to help them keep the environment safe for your kids is please, if your kid has symptoms that could be COVID, please don't send them to school. Find out if it's COVID. Test them. Consult your doctor if necessary before you just send them to school, and they might pass it on to someone else.
COVID-19 vaccines are free to anyone 6 months old or older living in the U.S., and you can find the closest vaccine provider near you when you go online to vaccines.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.
Daniel Carruth's reporting comes to us from the Karen Taha News Studio.